Chapter 7. Back in Canterlot, things had gotten worse than Twilight could even imagine. The storm creature warriors had rounded up every pony in the whole capital into groups, and then they'd shackled their hooves together. As the Storm King's prisoners, the little ponies were forced to march back and forth endlessly. It was miserable. Tempest Shadow had taken up residence in the castle. She watched the activity from a balcony, thinking of all the changes that would have to be made to the city once the Storm King finally arrived to take power. Remnants of the Friendship Festival that had never been still littered the sparkly cobblestoned streets, and colorful balloons floated into the air. All this power, Tempest mumbled in disgust as a bunch of rainbow-colored balloons floated past her perch. Wasted on parties, when there are far greater uses. Tempest could feel the anger rising inside her as she caught her reflection in a pane of glass. Her broken horn stared back at her, ugly and diminished. Tempest pushed her feelings down, rolled her eyes, and trotted back inside the castle. There was work to do. One of the storm creatures stationed as a castle guard approached Tempest. He reached out his claws to her and presented a round glass bottle filled with a glowing liquid. It pulsated with light and emitted a watery, high-pitched sound that echoed through the cavernous hall. "Well, answer it!" Tempest barked. Sometimes she couldn't help feeling as though she was surrounded by incompetent oafs. They couldn't even accomplish the simplest tasks, like answering a potion call. The storm creature fumbled to uncork the bottle and poured it into a large basin. Instantly, the liquid shot up into a vapory cylinder. In the mist, the image of the Storm King appeared. The frightening beast spun around in confusion. "Where am I supposed to be looking? I never understand how this spell works! Tempest!" the Storm King growled. "Over here, Your Excellency," Tempest said patiently. She was used to her boss relying on her to accomplish even the smallest things. The Storm King was still spinning around, unable to locate her. "Over here. Look to your right. Yep. Oh, there you are. Here's the deal." The Storm King waved his gnarled wooden staff at her. The crystal embedded at the top glinted in the projection's light. "Going by the name Storm King is intensely intimidating and everything, but you know what? I need to back it up," he sneered. "You know what I need to back it up with? A storm." His icy blue eyes bore into Tempest's. "You promised me magic that could control the elements, and right now I'm holding a what?" The Storm King held up his staff. "A branch? A twig? Blah!" For the 100th time, Tempest explained to her superior that he was not, in fact, holding a twig, but the staff of Sakanus. The ancient relic would serve as a conduit to channel the magic of the four rulers of Equestria. "You'll soon have the power of 100 armies!" The Storm King smirked. "So that would be a yes on your locking down the four Pega Cornicuses, or whatever you call them?" Tempest braced herself to tell him the bad news. She was still missing one princess. They needed all four of the royals for the staff to work. But that sneaky little purple one had gotten away. Grubber had really messed that one up. "Give me 3 days," Tempest decided to say instead of telling the truth. "I'll have everything ready for your arrival." She bowed to the Storm King, and he disappeared into the mist. Tempest Shadow took a deep breath as she realized the challenge ahead of her. She had better find that pony, and fast. Nothing was as important as that. Finding that princess was Tempest's only chance of getting back the thing she desired most from the only creature who could give it to her. Because once he had the power of Equestria in his control, the Storm King was going to restore Tempest's broken horn, and her magic would return with it. Finally. "Prepare my ship," Tempest growled at her underlings. Her chipped horn sparked with tiny colored shocks of lightning. Then she narrowed her eyes, determined. "Please, how far can one little pony get on her own?"